This is the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Thursdays we talk motoring, and every now and then I get to live vicariously through David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. David, how are we today?
Good, and I hope I can give you an experience that you will enjoy within your mind.
Well, tell us all about the Mazda MX-5.
Now, this little front engine rear-wheel drive car, it first was shown to the world in 1989 at the Chicago Motor Show. It was actually prompted by an Australian ex-journalist who was working for Mazda at the time, who thought it was Goa. The powers that be had grave doubts, but they brought out this little sports car. Now, has it progressed over the years? But let me ask you one question, Andrew. Do you want it to progress, or do you want it, you know, to develop the new technology? Some of it, yes, but perhaps not all of it. And may I say, I think it's still got some of that oldie-worldy charm to it, even though it is now a probably safer, faster car than it was when it was first launched.
In answer to your question, sure, it can have all the technology it likes, but I'd like it to maintain those lines because that's the iconic MX-5 that I love.
It's had a few cosmetic changes, pop-up lights and what have you, but it still looks the same in many ways. But sitting in it, right, let me say, I drove one a little while ago, and I hopped into it. I went down to a corner. I selected second gear. I wasn't going fast, but it was a lovely little notchy gearbox and gear lever. And you know what? I think I had an endorphin rush. It just brought it all back to me. This is a car that has, as I say, it's a manual. That's good.
Yeah.
It's got a manual handbrake on it, so you've got to do a hill start. So you've got to drive the car. You can hear the engine, but it's not as though it's straining. It's revs out a red line, just starts to be cautious at 7,500 and is full red at 8,000, and it went to that very, very easily. You know, I drove over some nice country roads, right? Within the speed limit, you've still got, you know, corners down to 25, 35 km. You don't have to go crazy on it, but it just felt really good. It even felt better than some of the hot hatches to me. Maybe I'm dreaming, but it just gave me that lovely feeling of you were working with the car and the physics of the environment rather than necessarily just having all the latest fantastic technology that said just turn the wheel. It wasn't wild. It never, it never squealed the tires. You know, you get a car, if you suddenly find you're doing a little tighter than that, the tires seem to be protesting that.
Yes.
It never did that. It held constantly all the way. And the front bonnet with a bit of flare over the what should be the mud guards and that. I'm back to my youth.
You're taking me there as well. No back seat for the MX-5, is there? Or have they managed to find some kind of space behind the driver and passenger?
No. Why?
I just want to make sure it is definitely a single person's car. If you drive an MX-5, you plan on meeting people at places. You're not taking them with you.
It has, you know, a glorious sound to it. It sounds good. It works well. You know, the gearbox, you know, modern manual gearbox even, are very, very smooth. This one's not that. It's got a bit of notch to it. And you know what? I don't mind. The only compromise to modernity is that it shows you which gear you're in on the dashboard.
David, all the single men and women around the Hunter Valley are wanting to know the price of that beautiful little MX-5. What's it go for these days?
Well, you can get into one with a 1.5-litre engine for about $36,000 plus on roads. Then there's a whole pile of them of GTs, GTRSs, and so on. And even the one I had a collapsible solid roof. It could go back and give you a sort of a, not quite all the way back in, but it's like a sunroof, only better. $51,100 they go for. Plus on road. So, you know, you've got to save your bickies a bit, but nonetheless, you've got a range there that you can look good, you can go well, and in some cases you can have the top down.
It certainly seems like a very good entry price for a sporty little sexy car, if you don't mind me saying. David Brown, as always, thank you very much for taking us on a test drive this morning. We'll talk more motoring next week.
I enjoyed it immensely. It relives some memories.